A few years ago, a postdoctoral fellow from Japan brought an unusual dinosaur skull to Lawrence Whitmer's lab at Ohio University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Athens, Ohio.
One major thing that we do in my laboratory is study dinosaur skulls in great detail. A key tool that we use is CT scanning, the kind of radiographic imaging approach that you see in hospitals.
Discovered in Mongolia in 2006 by a team of Japanese and Mongolian paleontologists, the 29-centimeter-long skull, part of an almost complete skeleton that's missing only the neck and a portion of the tail, was identified as a 2 to 3 year old Tarbosaurus. It was a close relative of the North American Tyrannosaurus rex, a giant meat-eating predator that lived 70 million years ago. Whitmer says those CT scans reveal structural differences between young and old of the same species.
What we see is a relatively delicate skull, a skull that wouldn't have been able to withstand the kinds of thrashing about and powerful sorts of movements that the adults have. So what this animal must have done was to have a very different kind of hunting strategy.
Whitmer says the skull points to a dramatic shift in lifestyle between the youth and adult reptiles. The young animals appear to have been very different kinds of predators than their adult counterparts. While the adults wielded power and size to kill large prey, Whitmer says the young were agile and dexterous creatures able to fend for themselves.
One thing that we see in some other tyrannosaur species is evidence that maybe some of these young animals actually sort of palled around in groups of juveniles, sort of rambling gangs of young tyrannosaurs, in a sense potentially even avoiding the adults.
Whitmer says the young skull opens a window into a world far more complex than previously thought.
It gives us a more sophisticated picture of what the ecosystems were like in terms of who was eating whom. In the past, we might have said, well, Tarbosaurus as a species was the one predator, and we would characterize it pretty much as we perceive it as the adult. What we can now think about is that Tarbosaurus actually presented, in a sense, multiple kinds of predators.
Lawrence Whitmer expects the young Tarbosaurus skull to reveal more secrets. He and colleagues at Ohio University are now working on reconstructing a model of the dinosaur's brain, which could provide further insights into its predatory skills. An analysis of the skull is published in this week's edition of the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.